Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on July 1 regarding Fred Seitz, S-E-I-T-Z. Fred Seitz is a 45-year-old male who reports he injured his right elbow at work in May 2020. Brady states he was lifting boxes weighing between 0 to 50 pounds and injured his right elbow. Period. He experienced symptoms at the end of the night. Period. He worked 1 to 2 hours per evening performing this task. Period. However, it was part of his daily routine. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a diagnosis of golfer's elbow. But this procedure without surgical intervention. But he's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show. Scratch that. According to his claim petition, Mr. Seitz alleged that his job duties through May 2020 caused an occupational injury to his right arm due to its repetitive nature. Period. Medical records show he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Conte, C-O-N-T-E, on 6-16-20. Period. He complained of pain on the medial side of the elbow that was work-related aggravation. Period. He had not had any previous symptoms like this, and he believes that they were caused by repetitive lifting and overuse while working at Trader Joe's. But he also had tingling going into the small finger and radiating from the medial side of the elbow. But he also has partial numbness in this distribution. Period. X-rays of the elbow showed no fractures, dislocation, or osteoarthritis. Period. Exam found tenelle signs of the medial right elbow caused slight numbness into the small finger, but not in the medial or radial distribution. Period. He had full motor and sensory testing intact. Period. Dr. Conte diagnosed right elbow pain, comma, cubital tunnel syndrome, comma, and medial epicondylitis. Period. He ordered x-rays of the elbow and an EMG. Period. New paragraph. On 7-3-20, he underwent an EMG by Dr. Yulo, Y-U-L-O, to be inserted here. Period. Right elbow MRI was done on 9-3-20 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Conte monitored his progress and noted these results. Period. The last visit was on 9-28-20 when he returned with improvement. Period. Upon exam, the ulnar nerve does not sublux and is stable within its groove. Period. There was slight tenderness of the medial epicondyle of the ulnar nerve. Period. Dr. Fletcher on this visit wrote he was going to continue with a home therapy program. Period. His overall impression was right elbow and medial epicondyle or tendinosis and resolving ulnar nerve neuropathy. Period. They discussed treatment options. Period. He was already back to work full duty and could return for further medical attention on an as-needed basis. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. There was mild tenderness, palpation about the right ulnar groove, but there was none on the left. Hands versus elbows normal, shoulders normal, cervical normal. Impression, Fred Seitz alleges repetitive activities during his employment running through May 2020 caused permanent disability to his right arm. Period. Evidently, the first notice to his employer of this allegation was his claim petition. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Conte, who initially treated him conservatively. Period. MRI of the elbow and EMG were unimpressive. Pretty awesome machine by Dr. Fletcher. Starting 7:29:20 period. He followed up through 9:28:20, noting improvement. Bridger was already back to work full duty. Period. He was then discharged from care. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found Mr. Seitz had full range of motion of the right upper extremity without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He had a muscular physique. Period. He had mild tenderness of palpation about the right ulnar groove. Upper rocketed maneuvers and the upper extremities were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right arm. Period. And that is the end.